Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I want to start with an email. Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. Hi, gang. I'm just catching up with some podcasts from the full show that I missed back in March, and this conversation gave me a good laugh in retrospect. Little did we know back then the unusually cool and rainy weather would go all the way through May. March 7th, 2019, 6 to 7 a.m. at the 20:55 mark. Vinny. Yeah, 20 minutes, 55 seconds in. Vinny. And then we're clear. Sarah, you're saying winter ends Tuesday. Vinny, no, after Tuesday. Sarah, winter ends Wednesday. Vinny, I'm saying spring's here after the... I think we're not going to be dealing with these atmospheric rivers anymore after Tuesday. Sarah, you've spoken. I'm in. I buy it. Vinny, I'm predicting it. Sarah, no, winter's leaving, Jon Snow. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks
for the reminder. Who could predict that I would be in Southern California on June 1st and it would be 65 with a cloud cover?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It was
really weird weather.
Ridiculously pleasant.
Yeah.
I expected sweaty balls.
Sweaty.
Well,
you didn't get that.
You know that? Like,
all your predictions aren't coming true.
Oh, God, this is terrible.
Yes. Like, I want to kill myself.
I need a shower, and it's not lunchtime yet.
Yeah, and we have the whole day to go.
Right.
Fun. Yesterday was my older son's birthday, and he's in Irvine.
Happy birthday, young man. Yes. So he's 20.
20 years old.
Dang.
Crazy.
Oh, exercise that fake ID tonight, son.
Called him. Called him at his house. We were all at dinner last night, and we FaceTimed him. And
what was he doing?
Nothing.
Oh.
Sitting at his apartment. Like, hey,
why
guys.
Isn't he on the beach?
He was, I don't know, coding or something.
He doesn't care about the beach, does he?
Doesn't seem to, Ben. I don't know. So it was just funny. We passed the phone around, and I was glad for FaceTime.
Yes.
Got a little minute with him. I'm like, give us a tour. Go outside. Show us around. He's like, I don't want to go out there. I'm like, all right. Fine. Yeah, agoraphobic.
Out there.
Irvine.
There couldn't be a safer place in America.
No, he didn't want to go out into the complex. But I was giving him a countdown. I was like, right now you're 20 years and 3 hours old. Right now you're 20 years and 7 hours old. Okay, you guys. Here's the celebrity trash. It is official. Your new Batman.
Oh. Who could it be?
Any guesses? I told you who it was 2 weeks ago.
Robert Pattinson.
The Twilight dude. I don't think that's a bad choice.
Well, he's got a good look, but can he act? Because in the Twilight movies, he was mediocre at best.
I'll give you that. I just watched all those movies.
Oh, man. Why?
Because I reread the books. They're nice. They're good books. Solid. Terrible, terrible CG. You know, I don't know when Signs was made. Signs, like maybe 2002, early 2000s. Even the leaps and bounds we've come since then is incredible. And I think the Twilight movies were like the late 90s, weren't they?
Yeah.
Just terrible. Terrible CG effects.
And writing and storytelling.
Will you stop it?
I
love it. I love the books.
The whole thing.
Love those books. Movies are good.
This makes money around here? You gotta be kidding me.
Tons of it.
What a scam.
Can't get enough of it. So Robert Pattinson, who's, the guy's gotta be pushing 40.
Oh, he's 33.
Oh, he's only 33?
Yeah.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. They were just kids when that happened. Is he really only 33?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He better not leave the gym for like a year if he's gonna pull this off.
Yeah. Well, with CG now, they can just give him all the bulkiness he needs, Vin.
They're going to even CG that part.
Sure, why not? Just, you could have anyone. You could have a lump of coal playing somebody.
I hate that.
You know.
I really do.
Because it seems like you should have to
good.
Put the work in.
It's not
in.
Like the days if the guy's arm moves, his muscle stays behind. I know that they're seamless. But I don't like it.
It's true. You can't tell what's real anymore.
I did see another movie he was in. I think you might have seen it too. Water for Elephants.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
You didn't.
I read that book, though.
The movie's terrible, but he wasn't bad in it. I'm hopeful. He's got to be better than Ben Affleck.
What was wrong with Ben Affleck?
Affleck is an Academy Award-winning actor and director and writer.
Yeah. One of the best Batmans of all time.
Batman.
Robert Pattinson's never won an Oscar.
Right. Has he even ever been nominated for an Oscar?
Of course not.
You're right. I mean, listen to this guy. He's a genius.
Batman. Nobody ever wants to talk about Live by Night.
Has anyone seen that?
No one cares.
Has anyone seen that besides me and Bryn?
No. Live by Night? No.
It's the worst. It is such a terrible film.
Oh, is it like a heist movie?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's, you know, Ben
Affleck. Batman. So, Robert Pattinson, Edward from the Twilight series, and Cedric Diggory from the Harry Potter series, or Cedric, whatever.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He is your new Batman. Warner Brothers has confirmed he'll be starring in the upcoming movie, The Batman, which is not going to be another origin story, they say. Thank God.
We're going to see him fall down the well. We're going to see him surrounded by all those bats. Yeah. Guaranteed.
You don't think we're going to see the mom and dad in an alleyway?
Oh,
really?
No.
They're saying it's not going to be an origin story.
Okay.
Maybe he'll just flashback. I don't know how they start with the new Batman without just redoing the entire origin story, but they say they're not going to do it.
I don't believe them.
Matt Reeves is actually a pretty good director. He did Cloverfield.
Oh.
And he also did War for the Planet of the Apes. Did you see that with Woody Harrelson?
I saw all the Planet of the Apes, yeah. All the new ones. I like them. Ben Affleck was supposed to not just be the Batman, but also direct this next movie.
Yeah.
And now he's out. So Matt Reeves stepped in as director, and Robert Pattinson is your new Batman. It is due out June of 2021, so 2 years from now.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's wonderful. They're calling it a defining and very personal story about Batman. Sounds like an origin story. They're saying no. Not an origin story. Gudida, King of the Monsters.
Oh, are you sure you're not talking about one of my favorite bands?
I'm talking about Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Not Godzilla. It won the box office, but it made way less than they were hoping for. The previous Godzilla movie, is that the one with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, that's right.
That made $93 million.
Opening weekend?
Opening weekend in 2014. The early estimates for this weekend were around $65 million. They thought it would have a big weekend, and it did. It won, but it made less than $50 million. It made $49 million. But, you know, there was good weather. I mean, people didn't want to go sit in a movie theater, I guess, or something. So that was number one, debuting in first place. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla, $49 million. Aladdin was number two. Rocket Man,
yeah, debuted. I thought that would be number one.
Yeah, that debuted with $25 million.
Mm.
I don't know if that's supposed to be less than they. Was that about what they were thinking? I wonder. Anyway,
I don't know. I haven't. Yeah.
Wow, I just really thought that was going to be number one.
There's a movie named Ma, M-A, Ma.
Hey Ma.
Hey Ma. That debuted in fourth place with $18 million. I don't know anything about it.
Who's in it?
Doesn't say.
What's it about?
Hooman. You're the movie guy.
Yeah, I got the invite for it, but I knew we weren't going to have time to review it, so I didn't read much about it.
They're calling it a thriller, psychological horror.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I think, is this the one with Olivia?
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer. Mm-hmm. She invites some kids to her house, and she's like, I'll buy you guys beers. You guys come over. And
oh, that lady.
But then she,
we
like,
love her.
Traps them there.
Oh.
And it turns into a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where at first it's the nice older lady
so,
who's going to
so
help
they
us
run out.
Out
of beer. It's not enough beer. Is that it?
Yeah, and it turns into a real nightmare, Vinny.
Shh.
She invites them to party in the basement of her home.
You get us over here with a 12-er? I need a 12-er to myself, Octavia.
Yeah.
But there are some house rules. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. That sounds good.
It does. Funny.
John Wick Chapter 3 is number 5. Then Avengers Endgame, which has made $815 million in 6 weeks. That made only $7.8 million. Detective Pikachu, Booksmart, Brightburn. Is Brightburn another
Rudy reviewed that. Remember that? That's the evil Superman kid.
Oh, yeah.
He told me how it ends. Brutal. Oh, just brutal.
And a movie called The Hustle. Do the hustle. That's that made $1.3 million. That's made $33 million though in 4 weeks. I don't know who's going to see that.
When's the next like movie we gotta see coming out? What's that?
July 26th.
What is it?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
That's
that,
it, isn't
that
it?
That is
well,
when.
What about July 4th? Isn't that a big?
That's gonna be another Spider-Man. I think Vinny's checked out of the
another
Marvel universe.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's the one where he goes European vacation.
Oh.
Bunk.
Is it that Tom Holland
and
kid?
And he's pretty good, but like no, him. I'm not doing
do.
It.
His new I'll suit looks cool, though. It's like super shiny and
shiny. But you know what? I think the guy from, it's Jake Gyllenhaal, is like a Trojan warrior or something.
No, he's...
What's he dressed as?
So he plays a guy named Mysterio.
No.
Mysterio.
Oh, Mysterio.
And do not like it.
And he uses holograms as his superpower.
Uh-uh.
Holograms.
Yeah,
like so, he can throw up something in front of you, and you think you know.
Yeah, it's really there. Like
Mariah Carey's there singing.
Well,
oh,
not,
wow,
yeah.
Tupac's back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that. It's, oh no, Michael Jackson to my left, R. Kelly to my right. Help.
What am I to do? Nicolas Cage and Erica Koike.
How are they doing?
Well, they're officially divorced. They were married for.
How many
69
hours?
Days.
Oh, that long?
Yeah. He wanted an annulment, and she said, uh-uh, we're officially married. He knew all this stuff, and I want not just a divorce. I want spousal support.
Duh. He's so dumb.
Yep. I don't know if she got spousal support, but they are they're divorced now. 3 months after they tied the knot in a spur-of-the-moment Las Vegas wedding, they are officially divorced. The judge in Clark County, Nevada, granted their divorce on Friday, May 31st. He filed for an annulment of the marriage 4 days after their I do, saying that the union was based on fraud because she didn't disclose a couple little things, her criminal history and her relationship with another person. Although it seemed like she was disclosing those things as he was yelling at her, but also dragging her to see the justice
to the
of the
altar,
peace.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The marriage was... Oh, go ahead.
He has so many movies coming out.
Of course he does. He needs money.
Oh, man.
Like that, what? What kind of movies?
I mean, I've never heard of it. Score to Settle, Kill Chain, Color Out of Space, Primal, Running with the Devil, Grand Isle, The Croods 2, Prisoner of the Ghostland, Jiu-Jitsu, 10-00.
Oh, boy.
I really like him, too. The bummer is that he can be good. But I don't know if it's that he puts himself in these dire financial situations where he just needs to...
Make any piece
do
of
whatever.
Crap to... Pay the bills.
Yep.
But for sure, well, I know I'm marrying the one time. Mm. That doesn't work out. I'm rolling single.
I believe you.
To the grave.
I believe you.
There's
I
that.
Don't,
That's
I don't.
That.
I agree. I think that you are not the guy who's going to marry five times.
I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know. He's dude. You're Nick Cage.
Yep.
You got the money. You got the job career thing going. Just be in relationships. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. If someone doesn't want to hang that way, then you move on. There's another train coming right around the corner. You're Nick Cage.
I wonder what he is paying in past. I mean, how many? He's got a few past marriages, but those two of those women at least are financially solvent. Like Lisa Marie Presley doesn't need any money from Nick Cage.
Well,
right?
I don't know.
We don't know
They're
about that.
They're saying that she's broke.
Oh, that she should not be broke.
Right. Huh? She shouldn't. But she's another one of those kids who was born into Elvis money.
Mm-hmm.
Was sitting there waiting for her.
She shouldn't be broke. Yeah. What could she possibly have done?
Well, she's got marriages,
drugs,
too.
A lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol. Yeah, marriages.
This one site says she's worth negative $16 million, meaning she owes that amount of debt.
That's ridiculous. There should be so much money coming in.
Even her mom has had to sell her house.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. To pay, help her out.
Nick Cage has a movie coming out with Tommy Chong.
Sounds good.
Could be good. I like Tommy.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, he was great in Zootopia, wasn't he?
Which character was he?
He's the guy in the yoga place.
Oh.
I don't know.
How many times you see that movie?
What is he? What animal is he?
How many times you see that film?
30.
Oh, okay. I've only seen it once. It's not as clear.
He's
to
the
me.
Guy working the front counter at the yoga place when they go in to interview.
He must be twisty. Some kind of twisty animal.
Oh, is he an elephant?
No. The elephant is who they come to talk to, and he's like a gnu or something.
Oh.
Oh,
a lizard.
Yeah, he looks like a llama or something like
that.
Oh,
what is it, gnu? What is a gnu? Is that how you say it? Gnu?
No, it's a gnu.
A gnu?
A gnu.
It's spelled gnu.
It looks like a hippie llama with horns.
Oh. A yak.
He's a yak.
Oh, he's a yak.
How often do we talk about yaks on this show?
Are yaks and gnus in the same family or not?
Well, what's the gnu?
Just spell
gnu,
it. G-N-U.
Oh, that's how you spell it?
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking of a newt.
Hold on.
Without a G.
I got to type in gnu versus yak.
Just type in gnu and look for images and see if it
looks
like a llama.
Oh, he looks like a gnu?
Well, they're calling them both wildebeests.
Right. Oh. The wildebeest, also called the gnu, is an antelope.
Yeah, I see that.
Can we get a pronunciation on gnu?
No. Do you really want that? Do we pronounce a yak right?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, he was excellent in... The whole point is he was really good in Zootopia. Mm. Great.
Tommy Chong.
Yes. He'll be great in whatever he does, I think.
Whatever he does with Nick Cage.
It's a decent...
It's a movie about a meteorite falling out of space and affecting one town. And everyone's trying to survive. New.
I'm not saying... I don't have time.
Ned.
It's too hard to get my throat there.
No, it's on your tip of your tongue's more like new. It's new.
Let's hear it again.
New or new.
I can't get my tongue there either.
What about... I think the computer's left off the G.
Yeah, it's a gnu.
Gnu? All right, let me find that.
Didn't you guys... I didn't even watch it, and I know who Gary Gnu is.
Watch what?
The show where Gary Gnu's from.
What show with Gary Gnu?
Oh, my God. You don't know that?
No.
Oh, it's like a Muppet guy.
Gary Gnu?
Oh, Great Space Coaster. Can you play that theme song?
I do remember the Great Space Coaster.
So you do know it,
get
then.
Get on board. Oh, the Great Space Coaster will explore.
Yeah. I like when you close your eyes and just throw yourself
I
into
I forgot
singing.
The rest of the words. Can you play that? I need to hear that. I haven't
you
heard that in a while.
You didn't even remember what it was, but you know the song.
On board, it's the Great Space Coaster will explore.
You got that?
Come on, bro, pick it up.
I forgot the words. It's been so long.
Ah, you're not
Galaxy.
Even singing it.
You stink. Hey, can you get Gary Gnu's, the news with Gary Gnu's, Gnu?
Gnu's?
Is there
it's the Gnu's with Gary Gnu.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
Gary.
How do you guys not know this? I didn't even see the show.
Did you guys know Great Space Coaster theme song?
Well, I know it because I had a little
heard
brother.
It, yeah.
Is this the thing? Is this what I'm looking at? This is it, the intro of it. Oh, he says Gnu.
There's the blueprint for the ANN right there. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know.
Oh,
well, thank
no
God.
No news is good news.
Nick Cage is doing a movie with Tommy Chong.
Yes.
Or else it would have never ended up there.
Oh, my God. Look at the time. Here's pictures of them fighting in the parking lot of the Bellagio. All right.
Who's this?
It's Nick Cage and... Gary Erica Gnu. Kiyoki, or whatever her name is, Koiki. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the Gnu's?
He just took her shopping. Why would they be fighting? Look at the bags of stuff.
She must have spent too much money.
Look at that belt buckle he's walking around, and it's like he won the rodeo.
He clearly did.
Look at that thing.
I was actually thinking how good he looks in this picture. I mean, even though he's mad and kind of yelling.
And wearing a dinner plate for a belt buckle.
It's nice. It's like a serving platter.
I just found out something.
What is it?
About a gnu versus a yak.
Uh-oh. Okay,
I guess
us.
A gnu falls in the family of oxen.
Oh.
And a yak, I guess, is separate. But wow. I could wow. be wrong. What do you think?
I believe you. Whatever yes. you say, I think it's right. Okay, Finn, what's coming up?
How long it's going to take to make your woman happy.
Oh. It's going to take a while.
Is it?
The rest of your life.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday at 6:40, and we need summer interns. So if you can get some college credit for it and you're over 18 and you want to come and hang out with us all summer long, we'd love to have you send an email with a cover letter and a resume to useit@radioalice.com, UZETTE. And don't spell anything wrong. You'll be out before you even get started. Summer interns, we need you. Apply to UZET.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft San Francisco. Celebrate Floorcraft's red tag sale with 50% off the best brands of carpet, hardwood, appliances, and more.
Oh.
Floorcrafthome.com. That's Floorcraft. Floracrafthome.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
We'll begin with the Warriors. They won last night. It was a really good game. Fun to watch. We were in it. Well, we started off a little slow. I was starting to worry, but then then they looked like the Warriors. Like, okay, we're making shots. Mm. We're passing the ball. Mm. We're looking good. Mm. Why is Clay holding his hammy?
Uh-oh.
What's going on here? Anyway, we got the win. We might be down a guy, an important guy too, but we'll see. Well, I'll get more news on that and let you know.
All right.
The next game is going to be, it looks like, Wednesday here at home.
Okay.
So, couple day break.
Yep.
In the action.
Gotta travel.
Iggy. Iguodala's another guy who's been... He's had some injury problems and still played yesterday.
That was Tim Roy on our sister station, 95.7 The Game.
Oh. Well done.
Anyway, next story. You may have seen this video. These massive cruise ships.
Oh, I was just watching this.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Are pretty controversial. Mm-hmm. I know people around me who loved a vacation on them.
Yeah.
Bryn.
I do.
I'd like to try one.
They often park right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're incredible.
And when you pull up, you can't not see it.
Right.
It actually towers over some of the buildings around here. Mm-hmm. They're so big.
Most of those are the gigantic. Alaska cruises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want to do in Alaska.
7, 10 days, 2 weeks. Yeah.
This was a cruise ship. Trying to dock in Venice, Italy. If you haven't seen the video, you should give it a look. He lays on the horn, he or she. Sorry, I don't know who the pilot was, but I don't know if you call them pilots.
The skipper, the captain.
Captain.
I think you know captain. Sorry, my bad. The captain lays on the horn as he's coming in. It kind of looks like me trying to park. I mean, you don't really expect someone to be like, I'm coming in!
Yeah. Oh, and they say he was pretty, like, didn't seem to be slowing down a whole lot.
No, they had engine failure. So it was a problem.
Get out the way!
The cruise ship crashed into a tourist boat and then into the dock.
Oh!
This was on Sunday after having engine failure. The video's everywhere now. You can see passengers escaping from a tourist boat that it's about to run into. And also people in the docks running towards it and away from it because half the people want to see this and half the people want to make sure they don't get run down by it.
The Godzilla ship is coming.
It's a 13 deck.
Oh,
it's called
tall.
Here MSC Opera. It rammed into the dock with its horns blaring. 5 tourists were injured.
Mm.
2 tugboats were guiding this ship.
And weren't able to stop it.
And weren't able to stop it.
Oh, boy.
I've driven little boats, and it's trippy how you've got to, you have to be way out in front of everything you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So I imagine something this big, you'd think that they've already hit the brakes way before they're coming near anything.
Right.
Can you see it? Can you turn the audio up on that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Boom. Oh, it's going in. Yes,
crazy.
Oh,
that's it.
Boy.
Barreling into the dock. You think I was kidding about the horn? No.
I thought it was just like toot toot.
No, he's on it. Look at the size of that ship.
Humongous.
And that's where it hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enormous. It's
anyway,
so
there's
big.
A lot of criticism about these mega cruise ships because people don't want them docked anywhere.
Right.
And some of them are, as I was reading the first article about this either late yesterday or early this morning, there's some that want to dock in Monterey, and the people of Monterey are trying to fight it.
Yeah. Mm.
They're docking here, and I don't...
Well, because then they barf all the people that are on them out into the community.
Right.
Wasn't it Banksy last week who had done a painting or a series of paintings that he set up at some little street fair?
Right here in Venice.
It was like a Venice thing, and the whole of Venice is blocked by this giant bus of a ship that is parked in the way.
If you look it up, I follow Banksy on Instagram, and that's where I saw the video.
Oh, that's
but
where
it's,
I saw it.
It's
you
actually Banksy's comment on what they've allowed to happen there in Venice, which is you show up to see this beautiful little famed Italian town, and what you see is a cruise ship blocking the view of everything.
Right.
And the painting he did is...
It's
pointed.
Yep. It's a it's
sharply.
Basically, it's like 10 paintings of Venice, and it's the ship in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
like
need to look at it.
Tiny,
if it
yeah,
too.
Tiny little bit of Venice on either side of it.
But there it is. Cruise
and how
ship.
Funny that just happened, and now the cruise ship has crashed in to the. I'm sure it did some real damage.
This just in.
All right.
None of us won the Powerball jackpot, which was at $344 million. The winner was in North Carolina.
Seems like the winner's always in North Carolina. What are they rigged over there? Feels like we always hear about North Carolina. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I can't comment on every man. I can't. Maybe some guys want to be a bad lay, and they do not care. And they just want to get what they came for. And
sure.
And
who
roll over and fall asleep.
Right.
I would like to know that you remember me passing through. Or you actually say to yourself, that guy, I got to keep that guy.
He put in some real effort there.
That
I feel satisfied.
That went well. Or at the very least, I could tell he was trying.
Mm. Right. He was definitely putting in the effort, whether or not he was successful.
Swing and a miss.
Sure.
But I know he swung as hard as he could.
Mm-hmm. Took his time.
The average woman, according to this report, will most likely need you for 13 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh. Seems like a long time.
Well, now listen, I understand you famously claim you're an 8-minute gal.
8 minutes. That's what I need.
But I think that that's a long time.
We've practiced a
right.
lot.
I think you've shaved minutes off of that.
Sure.
Because everybody's had conversations about what works and doesn't.
Sure. And we know what yes. Yeah. Well said. I know what works. I know what doesn't. I need to concentrate.
Now, here is the problem. The average woman wants 13 minutes and 25 seconds.
What does the average guy want?
Well, it's not what he wants. It's that he's done in six. So there's
six is the perfect amount of time.
There's our problem right there.
He just needs to start later. He needs to start at the 7-minute mark, apparently.
Well, I have said to many a partner, if you do that too vigorously,
this session's over.
You are shaving important minutes off the other thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tone that down a little.
Yeah. That's just too good.
Right.
What you're doing right there? This is.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, me too. So good.
As if we don't have enough e-scooters.
Oh, we do seem to have enough of those. Oh, e-bikes, though. E-bikes are the best. Damn.
Although I must admit, they make a great addition to the Instagram kook slams and kook for a day. Oh. That's one of the things I follow where there's so many e-scooter wipeouts that end videos that end up on there. A person just
bites it.
Ugh. It's nice to, never mind. Let me go back to the beginning of the story, which is there's lots of e-scooters, lots of e-bikes, and the latest addition is e-pogo sticks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we need those?
A company called Kangaroo, with a C, from Sweden, just introduced pogo sticks that you rent like e-scooters.
But they're not electric? Or are they? Is there some electric
The pogo
thing?
Sticks are all over the street. You unlock one with an app. Then you pay by the minute to bounce wherever you're going.
Can you really get...
I could do a pogo stick like a lunatic when I was a kid.
But could you pogo it down all the way down the street? Would it be... that, to me, like, the convenience of a scooter is that I'm going to use less effort to get somewhere. Yeah. It seems like if I'm pogoing somewhere, like, I'm breaking a sweat by about the 10th pogo.
The funny part of the story here is...
Good one.
Kangaroo's going to test them in two cities in Sweden this summer and then move to other cities, including America. The first American city to get the Kangaroo...
Is it us?
It's... San Francisco.
Oh,
the hilliest place ever.
We don't need that here. Thanks, though. But, you know, it'll be fun. We'll see it on Kook Wreck.
Slams.
Kook Slams.
It's terrible. There's one. I think they're trying to say this guy had too many drinks or something, but he's just zipping along, and he goes down. You know how you're going to cross the street, and there's that little curb thing?
Yeah, sure.
He goes down that. The front wheel turns sideways, and he just... plants into the face. And you just go, I hope he'd been drinking, because otherwise that's going to hurt way more.
Yeah.
Ah. Ouch.
It's nice when you're really relaxed and you take a spill like that. Oh, well, I see the ground rushing up to meet
me. Just going to stay here for a minute. Yeah. It's okay. It's like that lady that did that jump at, I showed you the video.
Coachella.
Oh.
No. Stagecoach.
Stagecoach, right. She jumps on the bike, but doesn't really...
Doesn't even look like she can ride the bike as she's approaching the jump.
Everyone's like, oh, what's happening?
Does anyone yell stop? No. They just pull out their video recorder. And
we do what we do.
Burn her. Oh, this is fun. A new study found that when you listen to heavy metal music when you drive, it distracts you so much that your reaction times are significantly slower.
Oh. Why? Because you're too busy, like, headbanging?
I think musical accompaniment.
Is that good, Dita?
Play Whitesnake.
Whitesnake?
Don't play Whitesnake. Isn't metal.
That is metal.
No, it's not.
Don't make that face, Sarah.
Hair band rock.
Anyway, it...
Take any more... love that I'm feeling.
This is pretty heavy, Vin. You have to admit. I'm very distracted right now.
By which one?
Oh, the Whitesnake, of course.
Know, right?
Metal can be a distraction
deadly
and slow your
metal
reaction times. They also say classical music can be a problem. It makes you too relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
Which also affects your reaction times.
I see. So what should I be listening to? Like Carly Rae Jepsen?
Pop.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is they
little
say
little
here.
Little K-pop.
Play fun singing or something.
Pop and hip-hop have the least... negative effects on your driving.
It's crazy. Oh, look out for that. My reflexes are excellent right now.
Play the fun version.
Paying attention to everything.
In my way.
This guy.
Yeah. Wait till he gets to the chorus.
No, I know, but he just disappeared.
I know. That bums me out. This guy was great.
This is the guy from Fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
He did.
Where are they?
Hit made his... Well, the other guy is doing Bleachers, and he's a producer and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But this guy just, I don't know, he got his money and said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I got to see them at Outside Lands, and then that was it. Never again. Didn't hear from them. What's his name?
Nate.
Nate Russ.
Nate Russ.
Nate Russ.
R-U-E-S-S.
Our text number is 800. Whoops. Out of time.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Actually, all next hour, we have a bunch of Apple stuff. Scott Budman's going to be joining us at 7:30, right. And we're going to talk about the death of iTunes after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.